Before we play the rest of this song, or I mean the song's playing, but I'm gonna turn it back up. Anyways, wanted to say bye because it's sadly the end of this hour. We always wish it could go longer, but alas.
Alas.
Time.
But time is a social construct,
really. It's a social construct. It is. It is. Numbers to think about.
Numbers to think about, everybody. That's what your show should be called.
Numbers to think about?
Yeah. Women in STEM.
True. Women in STEM. So anyway, we are signing off. This has been Preserve Jams. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
But you never did much more than throw rocks at my heart. You know I really loved you, and I gave you all I had. But you never did much more than throw rocks at my heart.
Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. Anyway, a little bit of housekeeping right away. There will be no Desperate Hours next week. I will be out of town. So enjoy this one. And it's archive. Anyway, let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
6:15 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that this is a message for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. This is a message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptexts.org. Yes. And I didn't do a read-through on that, and you can tell. Anyway, my backing track for April will be, or is, The Four of Us, a track called Batman, track originally released on the Hideout label in 1965. I got off the compilation Friday at the Hideout, which came out on Norton in 2001. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. You heard the band, one of, I don't know, 8 million bands called The Fugitives. And the name of the track, they were from Texas, somewhere in Texas. And the track's called You Know She's a Woman, I guess. Anyway, I got the compilation, 60s Rebellion, Volume 1, The Garage. Came out way back a number of years ago. It was originally released on Alamo Audio in 1967. So I'm guessing they were from San Antonio. Anyway, before that, the Cracker Barrel Complex and a track called Different Than Me. After compilation, Psychedelic Crown Jewels Volume 2 was originally released on the Page label in 1968. Before that, Nita Rossi, a track called Every Little Day Now. I got off the compilation, That Driving Beat, doing the mod, Volume 5, came out in 2003. On Castle, it was originally released on the UK Piccadilly label in 1965, not the Pacific Northwest one. And we kicked it off with one of my favorite songs from a non-speaking, sung in English, from a non-speaking, English-speaking country. Cubby and the Blizzards and Your Body, Not Your Soul, originally released on Philips in the Netherlands in 1966. I got off the compilation, The V-Lips Greatest Hits, stuff that hit big in the Netherlands in the mid to late 60s. Anyway, you know, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Also, I always ask for those things, and I think, I don't know that the listenership has necessarily grown. You just outed yourselves, really, but I mean, I don't know. But anyway, you will hear me ask for those bumpers, so all you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. Your name, stage name acceptable, your claim to fame or lack thereof, your general location or planet, and all their possible combinations, and put them on a WAV or an MP3 and email them to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. You ought to be able to spell that by now. Anyway, I don't have anything queued up, so you got to listen to this yet again. While I do, hang on. Okay, 6:21 Eastern Time, and here we go. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hayes and Pam Grier, the perfect match to set the screen on fire. Put them together and watch the sparks fly when Truck Turner meets Foxy Brown. Isaac Hayes is Truck Turner, the last of the bounty hunters.
You gonna bring him out or do we have to go in and get him?
Pam Grier is Foxy Brown, the meanest chick in town.
You tell me who you want done, and I'll do the hell out of it.
When they get it on, the action takes off. Truck Turner, with music by Isaac Hayes. Foxy Brown, with music by Willie Hutch.
Foxy lady,
Foxy lady.
Isaac Hayes and Pam Grier in Truck Turner and Foxy Brown. Together on one big show. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Upstairs are cat and yells, don't be so. Give me two hot dogs right at the door. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drives me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of winter, when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathering round. Don't you know it's all a pop? Take me head down the road to a hip cab. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drive me crazy. Hot dog, don't mean maybe. God, I see my baby at the hot dog stand.
the crazy way when you're doing your part of the day. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, drive me crazy. Hot dog, don't be a man. You gotta mess up, baby, with the hot dog stand. Well, all of the cats have been hanging around, trying to get my baby to put me down. She either don't hear or she either don't care, or maybe it's the way that I part my hair. Hot dog, she's my baby. Hot dog, don't be crazy. Hot dog, drive me crazy. You ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
6:35 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this second set of the evening. Just heard a band called the Fog Cutters out of somewhere in Colorado. Let me tell you where they were from, because I got the CD right here. Let's see. Track 12. They were from, it doesn't even say. They were from Colorado anyway. And It's My World. That's the name of the track. Don't you forget it. Well, that Dr. Feelgood and the Interns was a B-side to Mr. Moonlight. And Dr. Feelgood, released in 1962 on the OK label. Well, that Buck Owens from 1956 and Hot Dog. Yes. Hot Dog. It was originally released on the Pep label, 1956. I got off of one of, 5 billion of those Buffalo Bop compilations. This one was particular one was Tattletale. Came out in 2000. For that, The Temptations did I Know I'm Losing You from 1967 on Gordy. And then The Humans, a band called The Humans, kicked it off. A track called Warning from the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 5. It was originally released on the Audition label in 1966. And no, it wasn't an Audition recording. I actually saw a picture of the record. The name of the label, it's as confusing as naming your band TBA or Free Beer or whatever. I think Free Beer is a stupid name for a band. TBA is even better. Because really, booking agents and unreliable bands are always causing TBAs in the listings. So there you go. They're playing everywhere. Anyway, let's get back into it. You're listening to the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Last night, as I got home, about another man. Kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife.
I don't see any method at all.
Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Keith Moon and Elvis Presley are dead. 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 Pull the plugs on themselves. Dead rock and rollers, they were out of controllers. Played a drug game, but they couldn't maintain. And now they're dead, dead, dead. Off themselves for the big buzz. Jimmy Morrison and Sid Vicious and John Belushi and John Bonham were weak, weak, weak. Couldn't take it at the peak. Dead rock and rollers, they were out of controllers. Guess they felt lame. Up their brains and now they're dead. 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 Why couldn't it be Barry Manilow?
I mean, I was never crazy about John Lennon, but at least he didn't drown to death in his own pew. What about you, Jim Carroll? All your friends have. What are you waiting for? Do it! They were out of controllers. Well, the final solution, massive mind pollution, and they're dead.
Thank you.
at 6:48 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Things are moving right along. You just heard a band called The Seeds. They were out of somewhere in Colorado. Another track off that two-disc set, Psychedelic States, Colorado in the 60s. Covering the Leaves and Too Many People. The original release was on the MLR label, 1966. Just heard Detention and Dead Rock and Rollers from the compilation, one of those Killed by Death series. This was number two. It was originally released on their own Rigor Mortis label in 1983. Abby Greaves and a medley of his hits before that, and Take a Letter Maria. Came out in 1969 on ATCO. And then the Trespassers, a band called The Trespassers. A lot of this stuff is oft compiled. They had about five or six singles. And they've all, at one point or another, appeared on compilations. This one I got off of Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 6. Living Memories, originally released on the Silver Seal label in 1967. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours.
Of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Kids today have gone astray. Well, they should know, 'cause they're all mixed up too. Some people think that kids are bad. Well, that's too bad, 'cause they don't know the kids the way I do. Maybe they wish that they were cool and looking so young, and that their mama's got a story that will stay unsung. To simmer down and look around and think about the swinging times to be had, and maybe then some people will be glad. Some
think about the swinging time to be had. And maybe then some people will be glad.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Restless.